Good morning and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford, and this is your Monday Moment. Leaders, why does impatience imprison your strategic plan and how to avoid it? This topic came up with a business coaching client the other day, and I thought I'd share. The leader I was working with, a commander with a capital C, was struggling with waiting for things to fall into place and for all of it to sort of come together. His impatience was building, stress increasing, and employees were starting to scatter like mice, look busy, but not really stay focused on the plan or direction of the organization. They were frozen in fear, and of course this slowed down achievement, driving the leader to even greater levels of frustration. Got a strategy or a strategic plan, a direction, a set of goals? Here's why you want to use patience while you push forward and keep up progress. First, pushing rope never works. Okay, so you've got a plan and a deadline. Your normal work style may be to push and push to meet the deadline and get more done in a day than most do in a week. Great! If you're working with those who are more geared towards specifically needed direction, keep giving to them. Specific, needed, direction. Avoid assuming they relish the chance to take initiative. They don't. If you lead those who are more conservative or analytical in their approach, share with them all the details you keep in your head that you assume they know. No matter who they are, if you're different than they are, consistently expecting them to move at your speed in your way will make you impatient, frustrated, and feel like you're pushing rope. Secondly, fear makes them focus on staying safe. If you're frustrated, taking it out on those you lead because the plan's not moving fast enough, check your expectations first and their confidence second. And then thirdly, pay attention to the impact of that fear factor. If you're an ambitious, hard-driving, competitive, get-it-done person, you may come across in an intimidating way when stressed. This intimidation creates fear, and those who don't see through it, and most don't, will run for the hills looking for a safe haven. The extroverts will find others to talk with about your behavior. The introverts will clam up and hibernate. Neither behavior is keeping them focused on the task or plan or progress. As the sign says, keep calm and carry on. And so will they. It's not always easy to necessarily go with the flow. And certainly it's not always necessary. And the most powerful leaders have been able to light a fire under those they lead. But they do it with care, consideration, and differently for different team members. There are times to push, make your immediate needs known, and there are times to give them the time to get it done in a way they are proud of accomplishing. Does that action item that the team decided was important really need to get done this instant? Maybe yes, maybe no. Can you still stay on track with the plan without creating the need for damage control? Probably. Those who are driven tend to see everything as a top priority, but they also might miss some details, right timing, or needed resource that hadn't shown up or been seen in the rush to finish everything now. You need the entire team behind the plan. And to have that be consistent, the leader's role is to be behind the entire team, supporting their efforts, developing their skills, and helping them grow. Grow together, and the plan comes together. I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. Have a great week, an even better Monday, and of course, stay contagious.